Thank you for calling customer services. Christina, how may I help you?
Yeah, what customer service is this? What company is this?
Well, this is a third party customer service line. In order to pull your account up and see what product your account is you have with us, I would need a little bit of information. First, your zip code.
83638.
And your first and last name?
Michael Gregory.
And can you verify your address for me?
Do you show me in your records?
Yes, sir.
All right. What I'm being charged $56.95 each month. What am I being charged for?
First, I need you to verify your address so I can verify that I'm speaking to the right person.
My mailing address?
Uh-huh.
411 Dinehard Lane, F326,
okay.
Call, Idaho.
All right. Yes, Mr. Gregory, we show that you have a tablet. Let's see. It's for the tablet, and it's for the Smart Health Planner app. When you signed up for the tablet, did you do a sweepstakes? It's showing that you've done a sweepstakes or a survey, and it says that you want a free tablet.
I never signed up for that. I don't know what it means, but I've seen this. It's seen this charge the last 3 months.
Yes, that's for the Smart Health Planner. When you did the survey or the contest entry and won the free tablet, it signed you up for a Smart Health Planner app as well, and you have to call in and cancel in order for us to take that off.
I didn't win it. I didn't win any tablet. Nothing
okay.
was sent to me.
Well, it's showing on 3/18 of 2022 that there was a tablet. Okay.
When you say tablet,
you may not have won it. Did you do something like a contest entry or something like that?
What is this? I might have. What is this tablet? You talking about a computer tablet?
Right, right. You might not have won the tablet, but it shows that you paid for something like a contest entry or something like that.
Well, if I did, I didn't mean to, and
mm-hmm.
I don't want these charges charged to me. I think
yes,
this
sir.
Is the
I understand.
One.
I can get it canceled for you.
Cancel it, and I want these charges credited back to me.
Okay, I'll see what I can do.
Okay, who am I talking to?
This is Christina Bozeman.
And you're a third-party customer service person for this
yes,
doctor?
Sir. Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, can you get back to me in some way with whether you cancel it or
that's what I'm
get
doing
back
right,
to me.
That's what I'm doing right now. You can stay on the line, and I'll be able to tell you right now what I'll be able to do for you, okay?
I'll stay right here.
All right. One moment, please, while I annotate your account and get you that cancellation number, and then we'll figure out what we can do on the charges.
Okay.
One moment. What I can do is I can give you a 35% refund on all the charges.
35%?
Yeah, on every charge.
How many charges do you show for me?
4.
And you can only get me 35%. Why is that?
Because in my system, it will only allow me to give you a 35% refund because it was ordered in March.
Okay.
Okay, so would you like me to give you the 35% refund, sir?
I'd like you to give me the entire refund.
One moment. Let me see. Let me read my script and see if there's anything else I can do.
Okay.
If there is anything else to do, I'll be glad to do it for you. Just give me 1 second. Okay, I just refunded the first one of the charges of $56.95. Let me see. And that was for 1 second. The month of May. Okay, there's another charge for $39.95 in the month of May. I'm going to go ahead and refund that for you.
Okay. I believe they're all $56.95.
And the only charge you're going to be left with is the first one for $56.95. I'm going to go ahead and refund the one in April of $56.95.
What about the one that's just showed up a few days ago?
Yeah, I've already refunded that one.
Okay. And when you say refunded, you refunded on my credit card?
Yes, and you'll see it in 3 to 6 business days.
Okay, go over again with me the charges
okay.
that you have refunded.
Okay, I've refunded the one on 525 for $56.95. I refunded the one on 518 for $39.99. And I refunded the one on 424 for $59.95. And that's what I'll be able to do for you today, sir. The only charge you're left with is the one on 324 in the shipping and handling.
Okay.
All right, and I have a cancellation number for you.
Okay.
Give me 1 second and annotate your account, and I'll get back with you in 1 second. I'll put you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
All right, I have that cancellation number for you. Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
It's C260-313-253.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah. I don't want to say scam, but this was not what your company is doing. I realize you're just a third-party customer service person, but this is a scam.
Okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way. Really, you have to read the terms and conditions when you're filling out something like that. Yeah, I've done it before myself.
Small print.
Yep, that's fine print. Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I appreciate what you've done.
Yes, sir. No problem. I'm so happy I could help you.
And I'll look for it on my credit card statement.
Yes, sir. 36
Thank
business
you.
days. All right. Thank you for calling customer service, and I hope you have a great day. All right. Bye-bye.